Good morning, Evan. Talk to Mishnah. Shimming Amli Lamel. Halakeach Behemo. Meiniko Minoivit Kichovim. Somebody buys from a goy a behema meiniko, a behema which is nursing. So you don't have to be chayshesh shemo bino shalacheresi. And maybe this comes from another behema, and it's being meinik the vlad of another behema. So really, it's two things we're saying here in the Mishnah. Number one, we're saying, because technically, if you bought this behemoth from a Jew, you'd have two shilas, right? You'd have a shila if this is its vlad. Potentially, this could be a bechor. If this behemoth is the first vlad that it had, let us say, and we say that the fact that it's nursing the vlad is a raya that it birthed that vlad, then that vlad's a bechor, right? If a behema will nurse other vlades, then this vlad is not necessarily a bechor. So it's really there are two shilas here. One shilas, does a behema conceptually nurse, period, without having a vlad? If you remember, we had a sugya earlier on where the chaliva itself, forget nursing, the fact that there's milk, is that a raya that already had a vlad? If you remember, we had a sugya earlier, roiv behemis anat choliv, until they have a vlad. So that's one issue. And then there's a very specific issue. Is this behemis vlad? Right. Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying both. The Gemara is going to go into this. Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying both. Halakeach behemah minika b'nevek yechovim, eini chayshe shema b'noh shal acheresi. We don't have a shayla here. It's the way the Mishnah reads, it sounds like it's definitely her child. So this would be l'chumra and l'kula, right? This would be l'chumra regarding b'chayra, because if this behemah was a behemah mafkeres, if this was the first vlad this behemah had, it would have Kedushas Bechira, number one. And number two, Oisev Ez Benoy. If you check this behemoth, check the vlad, you'd be chayev for Oisev Ez Benoy. Seems from the simple reading of the Mishnah that's vadai.
Why would I assume that there's a chash to begin with? Why am I looking for status?
What do you mean? You're saying like a Shimon Gamliel.
No, I'm saying what do I need a Mishnah for?
Because if you go, what do you mean? The Chacham Machilik. Zev, the Chacham Machilik. The Chacham hold if you buy a behemah menekes from Hevik Yechavim, and then it has a vlad, it's a Sofik Bechol.
So you're saying that according to the Chachamim, it's possible that an animal can have
menek somebody else's vlad.
So then it becomes a question of rove or not rove.
Yeah, that's what. No, there could be here a roiv versus a chazaka versus who knows what's going on. We don't know what's we don't know what's cooking yet. What we do know is that the chachamim argue, the chachamim actually hold that if you buy a behemoth from a goy and it's nursing, and then it has a vladi after it's a sofik b'chol, that we do know. So however we're going to learn the chachamim, there's a machlokes tanoim. Once there's a machlokes tanoim, it's not simple. It's a machlokes tanoim. You're right. We'll have to understand what the different shittas are. But there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes. Says the Mishnah, Nichnas l'toich edloi. If you went into the Edel, okay, so you went into your own corral, and you had a mixture of animals. Some of them had a vlad already, some of them have not. V'rois ha-mavkirois me'nikois, v'she'im mavkirois me'nikois. So you saw The behemoths are nursing now. So now the question is, are the vlodois matching the mothers? Okay? Are the vlodois matching the mothers? So the Mishnah says, the halacha is, Eini choshish shem benosh al zeh bo, it says ev shem benosh al bo, it says leh. You don't have to be choshish. So here we're actually using the svara to define b'choira. And we say, okay, so the one that it's nursing, that's its vlad, and therefore the mafkiros are nursing the b'choirim, and the ein mafkiros are nursing the non-b'choirim. That's the psak of the Mishnah. So really the Mishnah is telling us two separate halachas. And this Mishnah l'mais is Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Chachamim are chaylik with the Reisha and the Sefer. The Chachamim are chaylik with this entire Mishnah. That means the Chachamim holding the Reisha, a behemoth that's manic is not a raya that it had a baby already. Potentially it didn't have a baby. Right? That's number one. And number two, if a behemoth is nursing a vlad, it's not a raya that it's vlad. Even if it's already nursing, and it's nursing a vlad, and another behemoth is nursing a vlad, they switch babies. And this behemoth is nursing its mate's vlad, and its mate is nursing another vlad. That's what comes out from the Mishnah. So the Chazon Ish very much schwitzes on this sefer of the Mishnah. Because the sefer of the Mishnah really throws everything into shambles here. Because the ratio we would have learned simply, like this. Of course there's a roiv, like Zev was saying, if a behemoth is nursing a vlad, mistama, this is the vlad. Mistama, it had a vlad already, mistama, this is the vlad. We wouldn't have a shaila. There's a roiv, at the very least there's a roiv. Yeah? Which nobody could argue. And why did the Chachamim argue? Perhaps, this is what the Chazon Ish says, perhaps the way we would, because there's not really much details in the Gemara, why the Chachamim are chaylik with Rav Shimon. The Mishnah seems to be poshut, right? It's a roiv. It's at the very least should be a roiv. Mistama is a statistical roiv, right? We even had roiv cholvos earlier, right? Are already yoldos. The Chachamim potentially would hold, and actually some of the Achronim learned the Chachamim this way, but the Chazon Ish knocks it off. How would we learn the Chachamim? There's a miut that Amenik other vladas, even though they didn't have a vlad. And you have every behemoth has a chazoka that it didn't have a vlad yet. That chazoka gets as soon as it's born, that it didn't have a vlad yet, right? Every behemoth in the world, until you know it had a vlad, has a chazoka that it didn't have a vlad. Right? It's like a cheskes pesuha that every woman has, right? And a cheskes pnuya that every woman has. So every behemoth in the world has a chazoka that it didn't have a vlad till we know it had a vlad. Period. So the Chazon Ish says, and actually the son of the Noda Behuda actually learned the Chachamim this way. Rav Shmuel Landau actually learned the Chachamim this way. Chazon Ish says, how would you learn the Chachamim? There's a roiv and there's a miut and a chazoka. They take the miut and the chazoka, they put it together, which many sugyos hashas say the concept, smoich miut l'chazoka, and it cancels the roiv. Although there's a din ruba v'chazoka, ruba adiv, but smoich miut l'chazoka, and then it can cancel the roiv. So simply you could say, the chachamim hold like taka, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, he's right, that if a behemoth is manik, probably this is the vlad. Probably it had a vlad, and probably this is the vlad. But there's still a chazoka that it didn't have a vlad till we find out otherwise, number one. And number two, there's a miut that of that are manic. Zok the Chazon Ish, that would be very geschmack to learn the chachamim that way. But it doesn't work. Because then the sefer, they wouldn't argue. The sefer we're talking about again. We don't have a shaila whether it had a vlad or not. We know all these animals had a vlad. Some of them had a vlad the first time, some of them had a vlad a second time. So your corral is full of mothers. That's not a suffix. It's full of mothers, and it's full of vladas, right? And now we only have one suffix. which vlad belongs to which mother. Again, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, the nursing vlad belongs to that mother. Again, the Chachamim argue. So that can't be on smoich miyuta l'chazoka. There's no chazoka. Okay, so that's the roiv. That's the roiv. That's just you're saying there's a big reyes in the chazaka that has a roiv against It's not an extra thing. So if you look in the Chazon Ish, you'll see that that's really Chazon Ish is raya. He says that. Oh, we're missing. I'm sorry, we're missing the piece. What? It's missing the page. Okay. I'll read it for you inside the Chazon Ish. You have a Chazon Ish? No. The Ma'ar Mekoyim didn't have it. Or did it? No. It's here.
Over here, or the other hand. No.
It's my fault. I told him it's Chaf Aleph, which it is, but I didn't tell him what Ois it is. So okay. In case you want to look it up later, it's Chaf Aleph, and it's Ois Dalet. So he says like this. לפי חכמים, לא ידע שאין זו חזוקה. Not only is this not a חזוקה, אלא אף רויב אין כאן. שהרי אם תמצלוים לו שיתוסם רויב מי היקה. Right? אלו שנוראים להם סמייך מיוטה לחזוקה. We put together the מיוטה לחזוקה. אם כן, לא מחול כל רב שמי גם לא בספר. כשיולדו ודאי. ואנו מסופוקים רק עם זו שמיניק והמפקיר בנאו. So basically what the Chazon Ish is saying, sorry Naftali, I wasn't specific enough with the Chazon Ish. It was Ois Dalet, the next page. But anyway, so the Chazon Ish is bringing a raya muchachas, that this cannot be. It cannot be that according to the Chachomim, the reason why they reject Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is nothing to do with the fact that they're soymich the miyut and the chazoke, because if they would be doing that in the sefer where there's no chazoke, they wouldn't go, it's ruba. It's roiv against nothing. So Bechlau, even without going further, it's very difficult now to understand the machlekes Chachomim and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What is their shita? And this is progressively going to get even more difficult as we go on in this sugya. Because it comes out that according to the Chachamim, we reject entirely the concept of the fact that this behemoth is nursing this vlad. It's meaningless. It's completely meaningless. It doesn't even work where it's not going against anything. Because in the Sefer the Mishnah, it's going against nothing. All you have is behemoth A, nursing behemoth, this little behemoth, and we have no reason to say it's not the mother. And still the Chachamim reject it. Still the Chachamim reject it. So I'm going to show you why this is even, as we go on in the sugya, this is going to become even more difficult to understand. So the Gemara says like this, Omar Vilchus HaBakul HaPirkin Ba'am HaPlukta. The halacha is in this whole perek, The halacha is like each Mishnah, like each Stam Mishnah, except for Reza Machlekes. Omar Shesh Amini Kinaim Shachav Rav Amalai Shmaitzi, he said this when he was sleeping. What do we need his chiddush for? Meaning to tell us that the halacha is like all the Mishnahs in this parak. Ilei Maresha, Miflik Pligiv Shem Rabbi Kiva. The first Mishnah is a Machlekes Tanoim. You can't be going on that. El Blazim Ben Yankiv. We already know that the halacha is like Blazim Ben Yankiv. The last Mishnah. Why? Mishnah Blazim Kavanoki. The halacha is always like Blazim Ben Yankiv. His Mishnahs are few, but the halacha is like him everywhere. Ella has to be our Mishnah. Shimon Gamliel. Miflik Pligiv B'Braisa. There's a Machlokes B'Braisa. Chacham argue. Chachamim don't trust the fact that the Vlad is nursing from the mother. They don't trust it. Ella Rabbi Yosi Ben Amishulam. The next Mishnah. We'll have a Mishnah later. Rabbi Yosi Ben Amishulam. Lagabi cutting off hair from a Bechol. If we'll see later to see the moon and also the shechtet. Ha'amar Rav Chada Zimna, Dama Avalach Rabbi Yisim Mishulam. El Asar Balmum, whether you can have anor from the hair of a Balmum. Bifli Pligakiv Mahal V'Rabbona. Because we don't know what Rav was talking about. Rav said the halacha is like every Stam Mishnah in our parak except for the Machlekes. It turned out the only Mishnah that we have that could be talking about is our Mishnah. And in our Mishnah, the Braisa, the Chachama Machalik. So Gemara says, it's going on our Mishnah, Taka. Loyal Mav Shemar Gamaliel. It's Taka going on our Mishnah. And Kamashu and Plugdi, the Braisa love Plugdi. It's not called a Machalikis. Meaning, he meant wherever there's a Machalikis in the Mishnah, the Braisa, we don't care. He's full Paschal like our Mishnah. So he says. Says the Gemara, if Kivin Amav Halachas Abakuli Pirkan Bama Plukta Halachas Abakuli Pirkan Bama Plukta. So why do you have to say halacha kabiyesi ben hamishu? So Gemara says very simple. Yom halacha b'kuli pirkalam halacha kabiyesi ben hamishu. Really, he's going on a b'kuli pirkalam halacha kabiyesi ben hamishu. When he says halacha, he means he's going on that Mishnah, the next Mishnah. And why do you say my b'kuli pirkin? Why do you use the generic term akuli pirkin? Because Rabbi Yosi Tartik Amar, he said two halachas. He meant to include all of Rabbi Yosi's halachas. But he wasn't referring to our Mishnah. And therefore, Ashmin aloch kabyesi. Lashmin on the Avshim Gamil koi plukta brisa la plukti. Fine. My brisa. Sigmar brings the brisa. Halakeach behemu meinika min oivikachom. U min agoi. This is the chachomim sheet. If you buy a nursing animal, habo achrov b'chor mi sofek. Why? Mneishim rachemes af al pi sheni aledes. A behemu will have rachamim. Will nurse even a Vlad that it didn't give birth to. Shem Gamliel ma adovo biches kosei. So here the Gemara is calling it a chazaka. Shem Gamliel says there's a chazaka that if it's nursing this Vlad, it's that Vlad. V'chein if Shem Gamliel hanitz techedroi v'ro kesach hameshes rebehem mavkirois v'shem mavkirois minekas. This is the sefer of the Mishnah. Ulemochesh kimotzas chom tluyes b'shem mavkirois unikevish tluyes b'mavkirois. So now it comes out there's no bechor here, right? Because the ones that already had a Vlad before, they had Schorim, those are not Bechorim. And the ones that didn't have a Vlad before are nursing the Nekevis. So now everything is kosher. So Allah is in a Chayshah, Shem Nosh Azabai Zazah. The Allah is no Bechorim. Fine. Now here's the difficulty. So again, the Chachamim Shita now remains a mystery. Why did Chachamim argue with this? The Reisha, we had some kind of rationale. Maybe why the Chachamim argue? Now we have no rationale. Why would the Chachamim be chaylik on Rav Shimon Gamliel? I mean, not only that, if we're going to start going to other places in Shas, we're going to get very confused. Because, for instance, by Yosef as Benoi, right? You know, let's even stay away from Yosef as Benoi. Because Yosef as Benoi, we could say, let's go with the case of Shiluch HaKan. Shiluch HaKan. Vo'aim ro'ivetze salabonim. Is a chiyuv shiluch hakan. We don't say, well, maybe this mother is laying on another. There's a whole sugya in shiluch hakan. We don't say, well, maybe it's something else. And obviously, we're not going to start saying, well, the psychology is that the chachamim hold like of Shimon Gamliel by Eifus, that by Eifus the mother wouldn't sit on somebody else's eggs, and by behemoth would, and there it's a din d'oraisa. And Be'etzem on Shiluch HaKan, you'd be Chayv Malkus. Except for the fact that it's a Lava Nitik Lase. Chayv Malkus for Shiluch HaKan. Right? There's not even a debate over there. Right? So that also is a difficulty. But let's ignore that, the violence. Let's keep that out of the way. The Gemara says like this. This is no Gemara. Iboilahu. When Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hadova b'ches kose, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, we leave everything the way it is. What does he mean? It will only nourish the animal if it already had a baby. But once it already had a baby, then it will have rachmanis on others also. This is not such a chiddush. We find such a sugi in Sanhedrin. The Gemara brings down over there, Shaila, if somebody never had a vlad, maybe they don't have rachmanis. So the Gemara is saying, maybe once it had a vlad, then it has rachmanis even on other vladish. Says the Gemara, Idilma dido de rachman, lav dido loy marachman. No. The animal will never nurse another vlad. My nafkemine, lemilke mishmoy seves benai. Nafkemine would be, if you see a vlad nursing from a mother and you shech both of them, would you be chayv malkus? If you say that it's a raya that this is its vlad, chayv malkus. So now the Gemara holds if Shimon Gamliel is relying on this chazaka to such a level, you chayv malkus. The Chachamim hold that the chazaka is so weak that if it's going against nothing, we don't accept it. You understand what's going on here? The Chachamim say, this chazaka is so poor that it doesn't work against nothing. Against zero, it doesn't work. But if Shimon Gamliel would hold it such a strong enough chazaka, that you get Malkus on it. It's not Hasrasofik. This is Mamish Malkus. It's 1,000% that this is the Vlad. It's a very strange to find such a Machlekes in Shas. A Machlekes in Mitzias. L'chayrim, and not katza l'katza. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it's a chazaka vada, it goes against anything. And the Chacham say, it goes against nothing. The chazaka is worthless. We never accept it. But that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. It says the Gemara, so nafkamina would be, l'gabi oisei vez benoi. It's for sure it's Vlad. Miktoni who? Doesn't say this is the Vlad. Hoya just means it already had a Vlad. Hoya Ktoni. It had a Vlad already from before. Toshma, Nichnas Bedroy, Vos Mafkis, Menigzim of Kame. Over here you have no, it already had a vlad. The Gemara says that's different. That's something else. Here it has its own vlad. So you can also start telling me it's nursing another vlad instead of its own. That not. Fine. He uses a lashon v'chein. My lav reisha dumi the sefer, just like the sefer is Vadai dido, afresha vadai dido. The Gemara says, midi aria. Hokadisa vokadisa. Mai v'chein, apturim v'b'chari, just means it's part of a b'chari. Okay. Omar Rabba Babachana, Omar B'yechanan. Here's where it comes to a climax, this whole thing. Ro chazir koruch acharoch. You have a chazir. You have a pig. What looks like to be a pig. Okay, it has a visual simonim of a chazir. We're going back into the first parak, sugyas. Nidme, sugyas for Nidme. And this pig is nursing from a sheep. So now we have, obviously, a b'chayra shayla. We have a kashrus shayla. Could you eat the pig? If the pig was born from the sheep, his yoytze min atoto, you could eat the pig. If the pig was not necessarily born from the sheep, so it's chazatreif. So ro chazir kol chacharochel, Ptura min ha-bechayra. Potter from bechayra. Va'osu ba'achim. Ptura min ha-bechayra va'osu ba'achim. It's potter from bechayra. And it's also ba'achim. Ad she'yovoi v'yoyre tzedek lochem. So he uses the term, it's also until Mashiach will come. Until Yanovi will come, and he'll tell you what the Pesach Halach is. Okay? Says the Gemara, one second. Potom and HaMachaira, why is the Potom and HaMachaira command? Kevshim Gamliel. Because otherwise, according to the Chachamim, we said it's not a Raya. The fact that it's nursing doesn't tell you anything. So the Gemara says, also that's a stira. Here he's saying midaraisa is past like of shemigam liyo, because he's saying it's part of an abachara. That's not a sofik. That's a vada. That means the next vada that comes out is mutar b'achila b'ano b'everything. That means he's paskening vada aloha of shemigam liyo. That it's nursing its own vlad, and then he's saying that it's a shail if it's mutar b'achila. Also, Ba'achilik Rabbona, what's going on? And even if he would be going like the Rabbona, says the Gemara, it doesn't work. The Sui Rabbona, my Ad Yovev Yor Tzedek Lochem, Ad Shivoda Lochadova Miboyle. According to, even if he'd be going like the Chacham, what do you mean Yor Tzedek, that Elyonovi will come in Paskin? Right? This is a Paskin. He has to tell you the Metzias. Is this a Yotze? There's no machloikis whether yoytzei is mutter or aser, right? Yoytzei is mutter, non-yoytzei is aser. The shayla is if this is yoytzei. The shayla is halacha if this is yoytzei. If it's yoytzei, it's mutter. If it's not yoytzei, it's aser. So the Gemara is bothered. What does it mean? Actually, over here, instead of here, what? What? For sure, it's for Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara is saying we don't even understand. Why it's also Bachile. And the Gemara is saying, let's shift, let's forget about Shimon Gamliel. Let's say the safe is the Chachamim. Still doesn't work. Right, it's not. The Gemara is just saying the Metzias. That even if we would say Reishir of Shimon Gamliel was safe for Rabbonim, it still doesn't work. Meaning Obey, it doesn't work. That's the Gemara saying. Now, the whole Yeret Tzedek here, it could be also why the Gemara is making a big asik out of the Yeret Tzedek, is because really, in Kan Shas, whenever we say, if Elyonovi come and he would tell us. Yeah? So the Mishnah Melech explains, Elyonovi can only come and tell you Metzias. Psak Halacha he can't tell you because La Bashamayim he. So whenever we say, Elyonovi, if Elyonovi would come and tell us, that can only be by a Sofik and Metzias. Obviously there are some theories with this, but that's the general rule in Shas, that Elyonovi can only come and talk about something which is a Sofik and Metzias. Any Sofik in Halacha, and that's how the Miyash of all the Sugyas. With Moshe Rabbeinu used to paskin based on the mon, right? If this guy said it's my Evid, he said it's my Evid, so Moshe would look by the oil, how much mon fell by you. If extra portion fell by you, it's your Evid. If it fell by, how's Moshe paskining? Laba Shemayni. Even Moshe, the Laba Shemayni. Right? So the answer they give is the Meiri and Ksubis. The Meiri and Ksubis says that Lamba Shemayim is only to tell you Achidish Halacha. To tell you Metzias? That's not a problem. All the Sugis and Shas, Lamba Shemayim is, Abasko goes out says Halacha is like Beisilil. Abasko comes out says Halacha is like a Blesel. That's Lamba Shemayim. So here it's very geschmack why the Gemara is making a big deal out of this. Achi Yove Yere Tzedek V'Yere would. Because it makes a big chilek. In fact, some ask, how could the Braisa say Achi Yovel Yeret Tzedek? The Yoyre. So really, that's itself not such a kasha, because Yovel, it's the big difference, Ilu Yovel Yeliyahu, and would tell us, and the Lashon of Argamor. Argamor uses a Lashon of Achi Yovel V'Yoyre Tzedek Lachem, right? That's the Lashon. This is not the Lashon you have in Shas normally. Normally the Lashon in Shas is Ilu Yovo Yaliyo. Right? If Elyonovi would come and tell us. There's a big, it sounds like it's the same, but there's a very big difference. You know, there's a famous Shaila, Eliyahu HaNavi, if he has a din of an Odom or a Malach. You know, the famous Shaila. Was Eliyahu HaNavi's wife allowed to get married and not allowed to get married, right? Because he never really died. Is he a man? Is he not a man? We have all kinds of sugyas. Some sugyas are mashma that Eliyahu HaNavi has a din of a bos of Odom. The Gemara in Bava Kama says they found him in a Beis HaKvoros. And they told him, what are you doing here? You're a Kohen. You're not allowed to matame. It's a Gemara in Bava Kama, right? The Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi won't be allowed to come on Shabbos or Yom Tov because it's Chutz L'Tchum. So the Chassam Seif asks, whenever you have a bris on Shabbos, you have a Kisui Shel Eliyahu. How does he come? The Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Shabbos, it's Chutz L'Tchum. So Shabbos, you should get rid of the covet of the Kisei Shel Eliyahu. Well, chayr. So Rabbi Yankov, I remember once said a vitz. He said over his kash, Rabbi Yankov, Vosvish Pshat, he says, Vais the Ches, because always that kibur Eliyahu, you get rid of machlekes with it. You give one guy, Leha Kisei, Meha Kisei, you know, he says, Samach and Sholem Megman Machal Shabbos Zayn. So another, Mach and Sholem Megman Machal Shabbos Zayn. But Lamaisa, so the Chassam Sofer says, Eliyahu HaNavi is like a hybrid. If he comes as a human, as a of a human. If he comes with Pchinus Malach, then he's not. So by a bris, he comes as a Malach. He doesn't come with Vushpasavadon. He could come even on Shabbos. Dr. Chassam Sofer, but Kishiyovoi, Losin Lovoi, he's going to come with Vushodon. So the emes is very poshut. That's for sure, loss of love, when Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come back, he's going to be from the Chachmei HaMasorah. He's no worse than all of the Asniel ben Kenaz and Yeshu ben Nun. Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas. He's one of the Chachmei HaMasorah. So the Gemara here is not saying Yilu Yovei Eliyahu as a Malach. Then it's Lav Bashamayim. The Gemara says, Ad She Yovei Yeret Tzedek V'Yere. That's not Achson Bashamayim. That's in Din. He's allowed to do that. That's what Eliyahu HaNavi is going to have less of a day than Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein is going to be able to pass him because she'll be able to say it. So Eliyahu HaNavi can't pass him. Nobody can pass him. And that's all Gemara's very Medayik. So Gemara's in Shas say Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. If Eliyahu HaNavi would come now and tell us, as a Malach, he would tell us something. That's one thing. Or as a Novi. Here the Gemara is saying, but there is Nevuah. Gemara saying, "Actually, Yovel, you're a tzedek, v'yayre." But Al Koponim, this is not what we're being oimed on here. Al Koponim, the question is, Halach Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying here, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Reisha makes sense. According to the Chachamim, even the Sefer doesn't make sense because it's a Sufik and Metzias. So the Gemara says, "V'chi teima misapkele Halach Yerashbag Kerabonon mi misapkele." Says the Gemara, is there even a Sofik? First of all, So talk about what do you need to come onto a pig for? So the Gemara says, "L'milki alem yishemoyser is benoy chazir it's tuchale." The Ashmin and Klav aminim t'mtzloim esavir les marachma the mina lav mina loy. Maybe on a lav mina it won't have rachmanis. Ashmin and chazir afil lav mina ikle meimedum marachma. Even on its non mina it would be marachma. That's how the Gemara ends this shaila. Now comes the Rit al Gazi in our sugya. And he has a simple question. He says, I don't understand Dr. Gital Ghazi. He says, for sure there's a roiv that animals don't give birth to chazerim. You don't have to look far to know that. That's a metzius. Sheep don't give birth to chazerim. Probably has not happened in thousands of years that a sheep gave birth to a chazerim. So a nidme is a freak of nature. A nidme is not something that happens. We don't need to be ma'ayan in that. for sure. Fekter et al Ghazi, very simple. What do you mean? Says the Rital Ghazi, there's a roiv that this chazer was born from another animal. For sure. So if Shimon Gamliel is walking around with his chazaka of an animal only nurses its own vlad, okay, I understand. So when he was going against the chachamim with that chazaka, no problem. He was using that chazaka where it wasn't going against anything significant. But now there's a roiv. There's an overwhelming roiv that this is not the vlad of the sheep. This pig is not the vlad of the sheep. And if Shimon Gamliel is, this is his chazok. He's like, what's going on here? This is kasha. We have a rule in Shas, ruba v'chazoka, ruba odif. If you have roiv against the chazok, roiv wins. So if Shimon Gamliel will tell you, you have a great chazok here, gevaldik. Gevaldik. But you have a roiv that this pig is not the sheep's vlad. Can't you now get off your horse and be maskim to the chachamim in this one case? The chachamim hold that your chazak is worthless. It's so worthless that it doesn't work when it's against nothing. Because that was the whole beginning of the sikhi. The chachamim hold the chazak is garnished. It's zero. Even if it's trying to fight nothing, it doesn't work according to the chachamim. So good, so you're chaylik with the chachamim and you say this chazak is gevaldik. Okay, fine, granted. It's a grade A chazakah. The Gemara says, grade A chazakah against the roiv, roiv wins. Ruba v'chazakah, ruba adav. So Shimon Gamliel, in this case, where this is a pig, there's an overwhelming roiv. There's a 25 million to one that this sheep did not give birth to a pig. So could you finally be masking that your chazakah is not a chazakah? Shkoyach. And every roiv does that. When you have a ruba against the chazaka, the roiv says, you talk about chazaka, but this roiv tells you that the chazaka is wrong over here. And we say that the rule of roiv is more powerful than chazaka. So this is the Rital Ghazi's kasha. If you look here in Oish Lamates, this is the Rital Ghazi's kasha. And the Rital Ghazi says a fascinating chiddush. It's really in the middle of the piece. If you go down about, 10, 12 lines. Yeah, it's about 10 lines down. He says, Va'af te'iko lefoneinu chazoko dekoruch achareha. I understand that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, we have a chazoko that this animal is nursing from this behemoth. Mikol makoy mokhaimalon ruba v'chazoka ruba onif. Roiv is better. Okay, this is the Rital Ghazi's kasha. So, forgetting, okay, let's see what the Rital Ghazi's teretz is. Says the Rital Ghazi that it could be there's two different kinds of chazoka. There's a chazoka that's a conceptual chazoka. Conceptual chazaka. Let's say a cheskas pnuya. Okay? There's no logic to say that a woman is not married. It's just a fact that she's born single. She's born unmarried. There's no chazaka that a woman, there's no svara that a woman's unmarried. Right? So therefore, when Roiv tells us that this woman is married, the Roiv would win. So if a woman would be perished from a place where roiv people there were married, we would say that this woman is probably married. Even though there's a chazaka that she's not, roiv overrides a chazaka. Says the Rital Ghazi, but if you have a chazaka that's based on svara, that is stronger. That will override the roiv. If you have a specific reason, it's not just a chazaka, like it's a chazaka which is logical. It's logic-based. He says, that kind of chazaka is better. He says, shuvu isi, the loy kosher midi. Lefi ma shereisi lemarit al gazi. Simil chav zayin shekos avod amuina ruba v'chazoka ruba defanu davke chazoka b'stoma. Sheine boi mikeich svor avol mikeich ruba. Elo damuina lami davol chazkosek and hami tomal chazkosek. Assume something stayed the way it was. That's not logical. It's not a logical chazoka. It's just you leave it the way it is. You leave it the way it is. Sheine boi lami keich svor avol mikeich ruba. He says, Avo, Chazoka, like over there, he's talking about Chazoka in Perot Techzmane. The Gemara talks about the Shaila. If a guy comes to, if Reuven comes to Shimon, let's say he has a 10-year loan, and Reuven comes to Shimon 5 years down the road, he says, pay me. Right? And Shimon says, I paid you back. So the Gemara says, Bava Basra, Chazoka in Perot Techzmane. Chazaka, a person wouldn't pay. Halavai sheyifrib his money, but halavai should pay in his time. Chazaka brotech his money. That chazaka works against mammon. So the Rit al-Ghazi explains that even though roiv is not moitzi mammon, right? There you got a chazaka, it's better than a roiv. Roiv can't be moitzi mammon. If Reuven comes to Shimon, says, you owe me $1,000 and I have a roiv supporting me, can't be moitzi mammon with a roiv. But if I come over to you and say, it's 5 years down the pike, you owe me this money on our 10-year loan, and you say you paid me back, I could collect from you. So you see that there is a type of chazoka that's better than a roiv. He says, that's that type of chazoka. It's a logical chazoka. A logical chazoka is stronger than a roiv. Stronger than a roiv. He says, that's chazoka de bo mikoich svara choshev ke'edim. It's like witnesses. Danan sahade shaloi pora. V'alavai sheyifro adam bizmanoi v'ze oduk mirube. V'imkein ochanami. Kivon de chazoka zois de rashbagi bo mikoich svara danan sahade. Ha chazoka adifu mirubo. V'atizlini bo se chazoka lahatir. Fascinating Rit al-Ghazi. Mistame, that's the only way to learn. Mistamek's the only way to learn. I mean, how else he can learn Rashbak? He's saying that the chazoka that a behemoth would not nurse another behemoth's flood is like an anan sahadi. I don't care that you have roiv, I don't care what you have. It's 1 in 10,000. I don't care what it is, 1 in 10,000. If I had 2 Adam here that said that the chazah was born from the sheep, I don't care that it's 1 in 1,000,000. I have 2 Adam. So Rit al-Ghazi, same thing. This is a chazoka which is like an anan sahadi. Done. So do you hear what's going on now? Rabbi Isai. So now we have like this. We have the chazoka so strong that it's like an anan sahada and it overrides roif. And the chachom molded zero. So what's going on here? How do we put this puzzle together? It comes out from the end of the sugya that Rav Shimon Gamliel has such a chazoka that's so strong that it's like Edim. And it's better than any chazok in Kol HaShas. And the Marit al-Ghazi is giving it a broch, the svara. And the Chachamim are saying, you know what it is? It's zero. It's a garnish. It doesn't work against nothing. How does that work? So this we'll have to leave for next week. This is a... Okay. Pella, no?
Amazing. Yeah, very interesting. This